This is Lorraine and I'm black.
And this is Sarah and I am Jewish.
And this is Learned Up Podcast, on which we're talking about This Is America.
Oh, let's cue it up.
Wait, hold on.
Guys, we're talking about This Is America, the super amazing current video from Childish Gambino. And let's all talk about it now. So let's get learned up.
We were really excited seeing the Childish Gambino music video, This Is America. And so with doing very little work, mostly just us reacting and having a conversation.
We're talking about This Is America because we're all about current stuff. You know, we got our fingers on the pulse.
Yeah, we're
of America.
All about current
This Is America
stuff.
Right?
Right?
How many times have you seen This Is America?
You know what? I've only watched the music video like in full one time.
Wow.
I didn't like... You know, did you watch it like a million times?
I watched it three times. I watched it once by myself, and then the writer's room watched it because some people hadn't seen it. And then we watched it again because our showrunner then walked in the room and wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm. So ain't that the way?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, welcome. We've already been talking, but now you're here. So let's go backwards. Okay.
Let's do it again. And I preferred watching it by myself to watching it with other people.
Yeah.
What was the experience you had?
I watched it by myself. I mean, so it posted last Saturday, because today is a Sunday when we're recording.
Yeah.
It posted last week on Saturday evening. And, you know, it was like there were like clips of it like all over my social media. So I decided to watch it by myself and kind of like read a couple of different people's reactions to it. And that was kind of my experience. It was very private.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, you know, talking about it with my coworkers or anything.
That's awesome. Yeah. I sort of wish that I had that experience at first because I just watched it alone, like I said, but then hadn't really fully processed my thoughts about it and all the sort of like different layers that I now understand are going on. And then I felt like watching it in the room kind of cheapened it because like there was this one guy who just like felt the need to be calling stuff out and like sort of narrating it.
Wow.
And I wanted to be like, can we just
enjoy the music video?
Yeah. Let's just watch it. And like, why do you feel like you already have thoughts formed on this? We're all watching it at the same time.
Right. It's like, you don't have to feel that pressure. You don't have to, like, that's the interesting thing about music videos in general, but especially ones that are like politically charged. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get it all the first time you watch it.
Right.
Just not.
And it's some people don't like to have things explained to them while they're trying to formulate their own opinions.
Also true.
Especially if they're like white men.
Also like,
this is what this video is about.
Also, there's nothing more like uncomfortable than explaining something to someone and then you find out moments later that they already knew that. Like, so imagine like in real time,
yeah,
you're like delivering these things. Oh, do you know what this represents? Oh, do you know what this represents? And the person does know. That sounds painful. I hate it.
Totally. Yeah. And another thing that was like said a lot was like, this, you know, the video is cool, but the song is kind of bad.
Whoa,
and
who said
I disagree. This dude. And
what? That person's a hater.
Yeah.
The song is incredible.
It's,
the song
it's
is
really
so good.
Good. And it really grew on me, too. Like, I remember like, well, yeah, when I first saw the video, I was like, oh, this video is like it surpasses the song. But the song has like burrowed into my brain and will not leave. And I love it.
Yeah.
I think it does stand on its own as well.
It's amazing. And I guess we can, I'll just bring it up now.
Bring it up.
Obviously, this video is really amazing and it celebrates Black culture and the song is catchy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's going to be parodied by a blonde woman and her friends. Immediately.
What did Amy Schumer do now?
This woman named, what's her name? Like Nicole Arbor. Do you know? Have you heard of her?
Is she that Australian chick who says racist shit?
Is she Australian?
Or Canadian, maybe?
I don't know what she is. I just saw it. and was like, I mean, I was there for the comments because they were so funny.
What's her deal? Oh, yeah, she's Canadian.
She's Canadian. Okay.
Yeah, she's really problematic. Is also, she relevant to that?
So weird that a Canadian would want to repurpose This Is America. Why?
Is it called This Is Canada?
So strange. Like, no, hers is called This Is America, and it's her just taking like issues that are very specifically female, woman, and I think she specifically means white women. I mean, I honestly, like, I think that her intentions are like white women go through shit.
Did she feel excluded by this video and yes. felt like she needed to issue a response?
Absolutely.
This is like a hashtag, like, women's lives matter too kind of deal.
Yeah. And one of the things that she immediately tweeted in response to people being like, take this down, this is not necessary, this is hurtful, was like, she added the person who was calling her out, and then she was like, black women tears everywhere.
What is that? Why did she say that?
Like, she
was the person who added her a black woman?
Actually, no. The person who added her was a guy. It's like Nicole Arbour at Michael Radke. Black women tears everywhere. So I guess she's just like feeling great because she excluded.
She's swimming in the tears of black women.
Yeah, I think that makes her feel good.
On like a pool float.
I think that helps her out.
What a nightmare.
I think that helps her get through the day. So.
Oh, she hates fat people, right? She did that whole thing about that woman.
I've never heard of this
you
person.
You should check out her videos. You would. Lose your mind. You would hate
no.
her. You
okay.
have to.
So, did not mean to derail our conversation about
Sorry.
Childish Gambino's This Is America to talk about this woman. But when I saw that happen, I was like, yes, this is further proof that this video is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, this song is so catchy. This video is so good. It really gets in people's heads. So, of course, someone would want to like steal it and co-opt it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a compliment, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I prefer to read things that way than the other way, because it like hurts
yeah.
too much. It's so devastating, because it's like, why do you hate black people that much?
Yeah,
like,
can they have a moment?
Yeah. And it's also like black people who make good art and like who do good work are inclusive. like This Is America is inclusive. It's a very black forward like form of expression. But America is black is like what it is meaning to say.
Yeah.
It's like black history is American history. That should not offend anyone.
Right.
That's just true.
Right. And it's also dealing with just the gun violence of America.
Yeah.
Right. That's not like when he mows down that group of people.
Yeah.
I forget. What's their like racial makeup?
Well,
are they mixed?
It's sort of like, you know. It's like a very non-white like group of congregation of people.
Yeah.
But I mean, they are very black presenting because that moment like represents like the Charleston, South Carolina shooting. And it's like, you know, he like sneaks in and he's like dancing with them and singing with them for a moment. And then he guns them down to kind of point out like the Dylan Roof thing of like he came into that church, sat down with them, prayed with them, sang with them for like an entire church service.
Whoa.
And then murdered all of those people.
I didn't even know that was about Charleston.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's deep. I saw it and it hit me so immediately. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry. Again, I've only seen it one time. So like, like as we're recording this, like I'm still kind of reacting to the video.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe this thing.
I'll definitely. Yeah.
So good.
I'll definitely keep watching it again and again because there's stuff that I am like picking up later or people are telling me about, like the his like dancing style and facial expression is sort of mimicking the Jim Crow character.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know about that?
I didn't think about that. Oh, I see that. I mean, I definitely see that.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up a little side by side.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
While you pull that up, also like the style of dancing,
he's so good,
really good. And I didn't really, I don't know about this, but like he is gonna be in this live action Lion King movie and the new Black Panther, like the update or whatever.
Cool.
And a big part of that involved him doing a lot of research on African culture and African dancing and whatnot. So that he was sort of like nodding to that too, sort of like shout out to some like Gwara Gwara dancing from South Africa. So there are a lot of different like African dance styles and also dance styles from West Africa appear in this video that, as for me, as a humble Black American, I don't know these dance traditions very well. So it was like kind of cool. I like liked how layered this music video was. I was like, oh, there's stuff in here for me. There's stuff in here for other people. Like,
yeah.
This really like reaches out and kind of like, you know, it's like a nice like community feel. Like the, I'm losing words.
Well, look at this. Okay. So this is not great, but like, there's one there he's dancing and it like you can tell more, but like just the way he sort of like positions his body and his legs and stuff.
Yeah, man.
As he's dancing and as he's like pointing the gun.
Is, oh my
like,
God.
A very deliberate, I think, posturing that's Whoa. Reflecting like the Jim Crow caricature. For people who don't know,
he was God.
He was like a minstrel type character, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like Sambo or.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim Crow. He was the one who
Zip-coon,
was
all of those.
Yeah, so
those fun people.
Jim Crow, Lacoste. Jim Crow was the character who was like the rural Black guy who had like, you know, tattered and torn clothing and was just sort of like out there in the fields and stuff. And Zip-coon was the urban dandy.
He was who a dandy.
Had hat and tails.
I taught people in my writer's room about Zip-coon. I didn't know because we have this ice cream truck that parks outside all the time. And I was like, did you guys know that that song has racial, it's like racist origins? They did not. This podcast is helping people out.
Yeah, I brought that up to my writer's room too, but I can't remember what the context was. Oh, yeah, it was because Zippity Doodah came up and someone was like, what? That's racist? How is it racist? And people were like, "And okay, like the one person in the room that sort of like takes the lead on explaining Black issues to people, he was like, well, I mean, obviously, like, look at the guy.
He's
like,
Black?
Yeah, he's
okay,
Black.
Thank God. Because we have someone like that who is
what
white.
What if? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Sarah, why?
Continue. I'm so sorry.
Why do people do that?
My soul hurts.
I don't understand why people feel like they need to do that.
I know.
Whatever. Anyway, he was like, well, yeah, he's just doing like, you know, traditional like minstrel show stuff. Like it's very like the big eyes and he looks like one of those minstrel characters. And I was like, also, the zip part of Zippity Doodah is referencing Zip-coon. And I like explained this character to them and they didn't know. And that made me feel really cool because they're not like way older than me, but they're like a little bit older than me, definitely more veteran. And I felt like I got to share some of my learns with the world.
The student becomes a teacher.
Yeah, it was cool.
I love it. All right. What else do we have to say about this awesome video?
Well, one thing that was pointed out to me that I'm still kind of letting marinate is that the man playing the guitar looks a little bit like Trayvon Martin's father.
Ah.
Is it Trayvon Martin's father? Ryan is shaking his head. No, I haven't like done a side by side comparison, but some folks are saying that it's like no mistake that he looks like Trayvon Martin's dad. And I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a Complex article, as in like Complex, the website, that the headline is the guitar player in Childish Gambino's new video isn't Trayvon Martin's dad.
Yeah, I mean, like I find that interesting. Like I think that is an interesting thing that like the world like picked up on. But
yeah. Maybe
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's intentional or not. That's hard to say. It was enough for me that he was just like, you know, a man peacefully like playing guitar and he is like executed in the middle of just living.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of enough for me. But that added element to it is definitely interesting and there. We haven't really talked much about like the guns. We talked about the Dylann Roof thing, but like the way the guns just sort of like pop up out of nowhere and then they're like the gun violence isn't really dealt with, but like the gun is like very like it's handled with like such care is like, and now we're going to place it down gently.
Yeah.
You know, that was really interesting.
I didn't really think about that. Yeah. And then I don't know. I love how he is like on the car at the end and it kind of reminded me of the Formation video.
Oh yeah. Nice call.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think Beyonce like owns dancing on cars or being on cars, but it felt sort of evocative of that.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my good buddy, Michelle Sam, she wrote an article. It's like a listicle. 10 things you may have missed in Childish Gambino's This Is America.
Ooh, great.
And she wrote it for the blog Woke Brown Feminist. And she brought that up, too. And what she said was, let me see what she said. Okay. All the cars in the background are reminiscent of the same car used in Beyoncé's Formation video. SZA sits atop one of those cars. A nod to black women.
In this one?
That's what she says.
Just SZA's in this video? Yeah. Shit, I missed her.
And black female entertainers who are also experiencing the violence and trauma. Whether they tune out or tune in depends on the performer. And I think that that's cool.
Wow.
Nice catch, Michelle Sam. She's so smart.
So smart. What else did we not miss? Or what else
okay,
did we miss?
Okay, yeah. Let me just run on down our listicle. Okay, so Michelle talks about the Trayvon Martin's father resemblance thing. She talks about the African dance influences. Oh, also she points this out, which I thought was really cool. Okay. Donald Glover is wearing, or rather not wearing, is what she says, beige pants, topless, with a necklace, like Fela Kuti, who, that's how he used to perform.
Oh.
So I think that's cool. And I think Marion brought up Fela, because he's Nigerian. And she was like, yeah, we gave you Fela.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm looking at pictures of Fela. Yeah, for sure. Shirtless, chain, pants. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So similar look. Yeah. I think that's cool.
That is cool.
She talks about, okay, so this is Michelle's, this is her view on the guns being handled with such care. She's like, they aren't tossed aside or randomly cast off. They are gently placed on velvet. It symbolizes how America values gun ownership over the lives that are affected by the guns.
Yes, girl.
Well put, Michelle.
Yes, girl.
The juxtaposition of the dancing with the gun violence, it's really jarring, but that's just kind of how it is. We just sort of move on with our lives. Also sort of that shucking and jiving dancing, I guess that's sort of calling out the sort of minstrel gym show,
totally
Jim Crow type thing,
just smiling and acting like everything's fine.
Yeah, because you gotta the choir. She also links this to Charleston. Kids in uniform, I like this one. She says, you know, kids, the kids imitate all of Childish Gambino's dance moves, not missing a step. It symbolizes how children follow the culture, the latest trends, and entertainment. It's kind of like how kids are always on their phones and they'll just kind of do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a white horse that's going around in the back.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I didn't understand this reference because I'm not such a learned Bible scholar. But she says, in the book of Revelations, the story of the horsemen of the apocalypse ride with pale horses, ushering pestilence and death to the world. We are so distracted by the material bullshit and the distractions that we are missing our own destruction. Or we are using these distractions to continue with our daily existences because it is the only way to continue to survive in a world that does not value black bodies. That is so heavy.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, truly.
Holy shit. Then the cars thing. The irony that this video premiered on a sketch comedy show, on SNL. So she's saying, you know, this whole night, Childish Gambino is entertaining and singing, and then drops this thing, only to remind us to not be caught slipping. Don't be taken in. Well, but the other thing is, you know, sketch comedy shows, it's like vaudeville. It's like those minstrel shows anyway. So that's kind of amazing.
Ooh,
that he does this whole show.
Commentary on commentary.
He does this whole show. This is what you want, right? And boom.
Oh, my God.
Here's this video.
What a kind genius. Kind of awesome.
Yeah.
He's great.
She's awesome. He's great.
Everyone is good.
Everyone's good. I think that Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, wouldn't mind me saying this, but I am very on my toes though. And I'm kind of cool video, cool art. I'm seriously watching you though, dude. Cause I could so see him being a Kanye West in 5 to 10 years.
Maybe.
I could see it. I could so easily see it.
That's
so.
What happens to geniuses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's brains and bodies have to, sort of die at some point, but before that, I guess I don't know, that's just part of the life cycle.
Yeah.
Just kind of go freaking crazy.
Yeah.
It's too much for one front for one man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of neat too. It's it for me anyway, I try not to take myself in this human body too seriously. I try to kind of just be like a conduit for culture, and like whatever happens to me happens to me. Of course I try to use my brain and be, you know, a thoughtful person and like put out good stuff. Like that's definitely something that I try to do. But if everybody like hates what I make, it's kind of okay. Like why sit here pretending like I'm so precious and special? Like people are allowed to hate what I make.
Yeah. I mean, I try every day to have like a thinner or a thicker skin. That's what I want, right?
Yeah.
A thicker skin. Can't even say it. Yeah. So congratulations, Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Keep it up, bro.
Keep it up.
Black.
Were you about
booze.
To say Childish Gambino?
I was gonna say Jack Booze.
Jack Booze,
which is that doesn't exist.
Jack Booze and blue juice, blue booze,
black booze and Jew booze. Here we are on Mother's Day recording our podcast. Sarah, how's your mom doing?
My mom's doing great, Lorraine. I talked to her this morning, wished her happy Mother's Day. My brother and I sent her something that has not arrived yet, so that's a little worrisome.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, how about you? How's your mom?
My mom's doing great. I talked to her on my way to this, I almost called this an event. On my way to this event. She had steak for dinner because they're on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast.
Oh, they've already had dinner.
They've had dinner. My dad made some steaks for her and my brother and my sister-in-law and their baby Maya. And they have another baby coming.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really
excited.
You're
breaking the news here.
Yeah. I mean, it's really soon. So like this news is a long time coming. They are having a boy at some point this month.
Congratulations.
Not sure when. Very exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting. So my mom made some veggies, she said, and she also at some point had some goat cheese. These are the kinds of details that moms like to just drop in on these phone calls.
Oh, my mom loves to tell me, yes, exactly what she's eaten and all of the ingredients. To be fair, I do ask because
It's fun to know.
I was at a wine bar recently, and every time I'm at this particular wine bar, I like to take note of the of like whatever wine I'm having that I'm particularly impressed with, and then I'll sometimes send that to my mom.
That is so nice.
'Cause, you know,
that is such a sweet, thoughtful gift.
Yeah, I don't send cards, but I do give
that.
Wine recommendations sometimes.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's fun to share. Like, I don't know. It's fun to get older, right? Mm-hmm. And have a different kind of relationship with your mom.
Yeah. I mean, it's also cool. Like when you are also an adult with your mom, you're like, oh, well, she made me and I like this. So I bet you she's also going to like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. I don't want to divulge anything about surprises for my mom yet, because here's the thing about the month of May. It's got my mom's birthday in it. It's got my dad's birthday in it. It's got Mother's Day. And it's got their, I forget what number, I have to check. They're like, there's like a massive wedding anniversary that's happening at the end of this month. So I'm sending them something soon. And I know that they listen and I don't want them to know what I'm sending.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's so exciting. You have a little secret.
I have a little secret.
Cool. So I guess our booze are our moms.
Yeah, our booze are our moms. Michelle Yvette Farmer.
Holly, no PhD. Middle name, Hexter. Sorry, keep going.
My mom is such a cool doctor. She specializes in infectious disease. So she's talked about STDs my entire life. And
it
then
in
the middle of my life, switched to STIs because that was an update that happened. I remember.
That's right. I remember
like,
when
we don't
they
say STDs anymore. We say STIs.
That's right. They rebranded.
Infections.
Mm-hmm. Why though?
I don't know. I guess maybe because disease has a stigma.
Infections are gross.
I know, but I think disease, I don't know.
Maybe infection sounds more temporary.
Wait, I think it might be infections is more accurate because like disease can mean is maybe it's like.
Sounds like hereditary or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. We should look this up.
We should have your mom on our podcast just to teach us about STDs.
She would love that.
Wait, you know
what
would be really funny if we had her come on and like give us a sex ed talk, like as if we'd never had one?
She would freaking love that.
What a great idea.
Okay, I'm just going to drop a quick story. My mother, when she was in med school, she accidentally gave herself herpes. That's right.
What do you mean?
This is the story she tells me.
Is she comfortable with you sharing this?
Yes. She tells everybody. Take it or leave it. Feel free to know this or pretend like this isn't true or turn off your podcast right now because this is too gross and you're eating lunch. I don't know. She was doing an experiment in a little petri dish. She had a little thing that's called a micropipette. I guess it's like a little straw instrument thing.
Yep.
And surrounded by experts at Cornell Medical School. This is real training that they tell their doctors. If you want to rush your experiment along, like you want to rush your results, you can just like blow into it and like blow some air on this thing. My mom blew into this little dish that had the herpes virus in it. She blew too hard and it splashed back into her mouth, nose region.
Oh,
and she became infected by the herpes virus. And every once in a while, due to stress or whatever, she'll have a really bad flare up and there will be like sores either on her mouth, like her lip, or inside her nose. She recently had a little bit of a reaction in her eyeball.
Oh God.
There was like, it's a cranial nerve ending thing or something like that. Whatever.
Oh my God, Michelle.
Her face felt like it was on fire. She felt really bad.
Ugh.
That's a true story about my mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Wow. Okay. And as far as I know, my mom does not have herpes. She's doing fine in that department. What can I say? I mean, I remember giving my mom a lengthy shout out on another episode when I was talking about how she is the reason that I like showering now. And also steel cut oats have been a really good contribution.
That's right.
And I just posted a little thing on Instagram with like photos of her and my grandma Emmy and just gave them credit for basically being the reason that I like love theater and Shakespeare so much. And I went to Shakespeare camp till I was 16 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Like a true G.
That is such a wonderful gift to give to you. That's
wonderful. They took me to see, you know, Shakespeare plays when I was really little and are a huge part of why I love words and language and music. And it's awesome. I love being able to share music and like content with my mom and not like in a patronizing way that's like, here's something like you might like here's like mom music.
It's
like the way I would talk to a friend or my brother, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important to have parents with good taste.
Yes.
And I think that there's no excuse for your parents to have bad taste. If you have great taste and you've got stuff that you want to share with them, like share it with them and like open their minds. You
see
know what
happens.
Just,
you know,
see what
just
happens.
Try it. Like just try to, you know, break the seal. Like if you don't have that kind of relationship with your mom, I don't know, maybe like test it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, like don't just let them listen to bad music.
Right. Right. Don't let them listen to the same Tom Petty CD.
Just don't
over
yeah,
and over
don't
again.
Let them do that. There was this long period of time where my mom kept a Jesse McCartney CD in her car and she really liked him.
No.
It wasn't me. I don't want people out there thinking, oh, well, you were like boy band age, so maybe you like, no, I liked other boy
bands. She independently went into like a Sam Goody.
She liked Jesse McCartney.
And bought herself a CD.
And that was her deal. Okay. She was like raised on the Beatles. Maybe she thought that this was the new Beatles.
Very,
it was not.
Very inaccurate.
But other than that, she has great taste in music. She likes Motown. She's also a really big James Taylor fan. Like, say what you will about James Taylor.
My mom loves James Taylor.
Yeah. She knows good music for whatever reason. Yeah. Jesse McCartney slipped in there.
James Taylor. Okay. Good music. I mean, whatever. Yeah. It's pleasant. It's nice to listen to.
Yes.
You know what music my brother recently turned me on to that I would like to just recommend to everyone? The Cocteau Twins. You know them?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
They're so cool.
They're really cool.
And specifically their album Heaven or Las Vegas that I've been just listening to nonstop. It's been really good for this like witchy weather we've been having.
Nice. Yeah. We have been having some sort of like gray weather. Very like, you know, have a little tomato
Moody.
Soup with a grilled cheese kind of weather.
Yeah.
Do you like Stereolab?
I don't know.
Okay, I think you might like Stereolab. I'm gonna send you a link after this.
Okay, yay. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Bye. All right, this is very exciting stuff, guys. Here we are on Learn Tup Podcast doing a Wu-Tang name generator because we were just informed by our producer, Ryan, that is how Childish Gambino got his name.
Now let me ask you, Sarah, are you putting in your first name and last name?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
So Donald Glover put in Donald Glover, presumably, and out came Childish Gambino. And that is his rap alias. So I just put in my name.
What's your name?
Drunken Assassin.
That's accurate. That is accurate, Sarah.
I don't know why you said that.
Because you love wine.
I did drink a lot this weekend.
And you always kill.
Aw, girl. I don't mind Drunken Assassin. That's tight. What about you?
Mighty Overlord.
I love that.
I like it too.
Mighty Overlord and Drunken Assassin.
All right.
Coming at you.
Hot on the mic. Hot
in the
on the
90029 or whatever zip code we're in right now.
Yeah, what zip code are we in, Ryan?
90038.
Mighty Overlord and Drunken Assassin coming at you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was his own segment, right?
No, but we're saying thank you to everybody.
Oh, sure.
That's the whole point.
I don't want to. I don't want to, Mighty Overlord.
You don't have to, Drunken Assassin. You just say, you stay slurry over there. We have had so much fun recording this episode. We want to thank our podcast network, Campfire Media.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it possible. Thank you so much to Ryan Count's house
for keeping us on it.
We don't know what we're doing without
Ryan. Nope.
So thank you. Thank you.
And thanks, Adam, for the music. You're like the best brother I've ever had. I love you so much. I'm getting drunker and drunker.
So fly zigs in.
Till next time, everyone.
One more thing before we goodbye.
What?
Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're at Learned Up Podcast on every single thing.
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Do it.
And that is the final word on things.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, it's Angela.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
And we host the feminist podcast, Welcome to the Clam Bake.
It's the opposite of a sausage fest.
It's an anatomy joke.
Each week, we talk about the challenges, triumphs, and follies of feminism.
With incredible guests, product reviews, and call-ins from feminist clams like you.
It's an educational party for the soul.
So don't be sexist.
Listen to us every Monday on Campfire Media.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Or your favorite listening app.
Sometimes I take off my pants.
Campfire.